Hare Krishna, welcome everyone to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we will have a class by His Grace Anurendra Prabhu from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is chapter 1, Madhya Kanda. Hare Krishna, welcome everyone. And today we will have a class by His Grace Anurendra Prabhu.
We have a question, specific questions which Hindu team asked.
Prabhuji, you can please start. Thank you so much.
Sure, sure, Mataji. I somehow was not able to understand because of multiple sounds. Yeah. Is there a possibility that Chaitanya Bhagavat can be screen shared, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhu, I'll share it.
Yeah. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सह गणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्री वार्षभानवी देवी दयिताय कृपाब्दये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञानदायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्य उज्ज्वल प्रेमाढ्य श्री रूपानुग भक्तिद श्री गौर करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्री मूर्तये दीनतारिणे रूपानुग विरुद्ध अपसिद्धांत द्वांत हरिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे वेलकम एवरीवन दंडवत प्रणाम फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वांट टू ऑफर माय ओबेसेंसेस टू ऑल द ऑर्गेनाइजर्स ऑफ द कॉल पृथ्वीविलासिनी माताजी कीर्तिदा सुंदरी माताजी विनीता गांधर्विका माताजी and all the wonderful Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who are taking care of this daily conference call. Thank you for kindly inviting me and engaging me in the service of Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan. Next, I offer my obeisances to all the senior Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis headed by His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu and others on the call. All of you are present. Please kindly offer your prayers and best wishes and blessings. May the right words come at the right time in the right spirit of service. May it cleanse our consciousness and take us at least one inch closer to our goal. Back home, back to the lotus feet of Radha Shyam Sundar. Vancha kalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. So today we are studying from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Khanda chapter 1, text 249 onwards. We have about 4 or 5 verses today and a very interesting topic that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada has invoked in his purport. 249.
Je Prabhu Achila Bhola Mahavidya Rase Je Prabhu Achila Bhola महाविद्यारसे एवे कृष्ण बिनुआर किछु नाही बाशे एवे कृष्ण बिनुआर किछु नाही बाशे
The same Lord who was once absorbed in the taste of scholastic pastimes does not relish anything now other than Krishna.
Padu yaro barga sabo ati usho kale Padu yaro barga sabo ati usho kale পরিবার নিমিত আশিয়া সব মিলে পড়িবার নিমিত আসিয়া সব মিলে। ইন দি আর্লি মর্নিং অল হিজ স্টুডেন্টস উড গ্যাদার ফর স্টাডিজ অ্যান্ড দেন হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্ড 251 পড়াই তো বৈশে গিয়া ত্রিজগত রায় কৃষ্ণ বিনু কিছু আর নাই সে জিভা পড়াইতে বৈশে গিয়া ত্রিজগত রায় পড়াইতে বৈশে গিয়া ত্রিজগত রায় কৃষ্ণ বিনু কিছু আর নাই সে জিভা। When the Lord of the Three Worlds began to teach, nothing other than Krishna came from his mouth. Look what Krishna is saying here, Mahaprabhu. 252.
Siddha varna samam naya bale shishya gana Siddha varna samam naya বলে শিষ্য গণ প্রভু বলে সর্ববর্ণে সিদ্ধ নারায়ণ প্রভু বলে সর্ববর্ণে সিদ্ধ নারায়ণ।
The students asked, what is the meaning of Siddha Varna Samamnaya? The Lord replied, Narayan is situated in every letter of the alphabet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. The phrase Siddha Varna Samamnaya is the first sutra of the Kalapa grammar. The sequence of reading vowels and consonants are very well known. The Lord's students quoted the first sutra of Kalapa grammar and said that the process of learning the alphabet is well known. Right? In reply, the Lord said that from the eternal, pure, complete, eternally liberated, spiritual and most important enlightened point of view. I'm going to read that sentence again. In reply, the Lord said that from the eternal, pure, complete, eternally liberated, spiritual and most important enlightened point of view, every letter of the alphabet certainly refers to Narayana. Persons who are on the ascending path study linguistic literature from their unenlightened point of view. But following the descending process, the Lord explained that each letter of the alphabet indicates the Supreme Lord. So there are two processes. One where we try to learn through academic approach, where the letters will have different meanings. But from a descending spiritual approach, the letters all mean the names of Krishna. So that's what is explained here. This is called Aroha Pantha and Avaroha Pantha. Aroha Pantha is when we try to accumulate pieces of information of knowledge and try to get the Supreme Lord. That's not a very wonderful process because there are different understandings of different words and meanings. But in the Avaroha Pantha, the revelation in the heart, then every letter, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, only represents the name of Krishna. I'm going to read that sentence again. Persons who are on the ascending path, the upward path, this is called the Aroha Pantha, they study linguistic literature from their unintelligent point of view, unenlightened point of view. But following the descending process, the Lord explained that each letter of the alphabet indicates the Supreme Lord. I hope that is clear, that line. If a conditioned soul tries to measure each letter of the alphabet through his unenlightened point of view, then he will only achieve some sensual knowledge that is not related to Narayana. Here, sensual knowledge means the knowledge on the basis of our senses. That's all that we're able to catch. But the enlightened point of view confirms that each letter of the alphabet is the direct manifestation of Narayana. The unenlightened point of view turns the materialistic mental speculators into speakers of nonsense. Hare Krishna. Whereas Lord Narayana, who is the self-manifested personality of Godhead, manifests himself in the form of letters to help the living entity chant his glories. We will discuss this topic today. So we will continue. I think we have two more verses, 253 and 254.
शिष्य बोले वर्ण सिद्ध हईल के मने शिष्य बोले वर्ण सिद्ध हईल के मने प्रभु बोले कृष्ण दृष्टि पातेर कारणे प्रभु बोले कृष्ण दृष्टि पातेर कारणे
द स्टूडेंट्स आस्क्ड हाउ आर द लेटर्स ऑफ द अल्फाबेट परफेक्टेड द लॉर्ड रिप्लाइड बाय द मर्सीफुल ग्लैंस ऑफ कृष्ण Purport. In reply to the student's question regarding the perfection of the letters of the alphabet, the Lord said that it was due to the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. In other words, every letter is perfect because it indicates the perfect, perfectly pure and eternally liberated holy names which are non-different from Krishna. So everyone, please don't get overwhelmed and confused and baffled and alienated. Please hold on. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur has given so much nectar in these purports. So we will try our very insignificant bit to have some discussion on it. 254.
Shishya bole pandito uchit vyakhya karo. Shishya bole pandito uchit vyakhya karo. प्रभु बोले सर्वक्षण श्री कृष्ण स्मरण प्रभु बोले सर्वक्षण श्री कृष्ण स्मरण
द स्टूडेंट्स आस्क्ड ओ पंडित प्लीज एक्सप्लेन प्रॉपरली द लॉर्ड रिप्लाइड एवरी मोमेंट रिमेंबर कृष्ण द वर्ड उचित मीन्स प्रॉपर Reasonable or logical. Do I also go to 55, Mataji?
No, if you want, but otherwise it was still 254.
Oh, 254. Okay. Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. Manushya Rachite Nari Aishe Granta Dhanya Vrindavana Dasamukhe Bhakta Shri Chaitanya. Chaitanya Bhagavat is such a wonderful literature that Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said every Gaudiya Vaishnava should study this literature 108 times, the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, in the Gaudiya Math, that was a rule that everyone has to read Chaitanya Bhagavat 108 times. The pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Leela Sar Tara Shata Shata Dhar. Kaviraj Goswami Pad describes that Mahaprabhu's pastimes is a waterfall. It's a fountain waterfall, and hundreds of such streams are entering the hearts of the listener and the readers of this book. Sahaja vichitra madhur chaitanya vihar Vrindavana dasamukhe amritiradhar. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Pad has said that Mahaprabhu is an ocean of nectar, but especially when he is described through the pen of Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is the non-different manifestation of Vyasadev, then it is even more sweeter. It's like sweet flavored with camphor. Chaitanya Leela Amritasar. It is described. Mahaprabhu's Leela, Krishna Leela and Gauranga Mahaprabhu's Leela, they are Amrit. And when they mix together, it's like sweet mixed with camphor. It's more flavored. And even more when Vrindavan Das Thakur writes it, it's described, it's like a river stream, a total tributary of nectarian ambrosial flow of Gauralila. Je Gaurangira namle tarahoi prem udai. Narottam Das Thakur has said, just by saying Gauranga, there will be Krishna prem in the heart, for sure. So those who are Gaur premijan, Gaur priyajan, like Harshila Gorgovinda Maharaj would say, they take shelter of Nitai Chaitanya. Krishna nama kori aparadera vichar. Chaitanya Nityananda nahi eshab vichar nam lay prem devahe ashrudhar. That Krishna nam, after many, many years, will start fructifying only when one is chanting without offenses. But Gaur Nitai are very kind. Just by hearing their pastimes and chanting their holy names, all auspiciousness will come. Shreya prapti karaushadam. Krishna prema will rise in the heart. So in this section of Madhyakhanda Chaitanya Bhagavat, a very interesting point has been made by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. He has described Mahaprabhu's interaction with his class students. As we know, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Nimai Pandit. He is the scholar of Vyakarana and what is called as Naveen Nyaya. Naveen Nyaya means the new school of logic. So there's eternal Nyaya, which is the current, that eternal meaning in this world, eternally coming down, Rudi Parampara, Paramparagat, from one generation to another. The logicians and the analyzers have gotten Nyaya from one generation to another. But when Mahaprabhu came, there was a new system called as Naveen Nyaya. It was found only in Mathura and Mithila. And it was Mahaprabhu who mastered it. And he was the teacher of Naveen Nyaya in Navadvip. And he would defeat everyone, cut through arguments. And he would, as the ultimate source of all knowledge that exists, Abhijna Swarat, Aham Adirhi Devanam, Gita, Aham Atma Gudakesha Sarva Bhutashayastita, Gita. Krishna says, Vedaham Samatitani, Gita. He is the source of all knowledge, everything that exists. Aham adishcha madhyamcha bhutanam ante evacha, Gita. Even Chatushloki, Krishna says, before everything, during everything, and after everything, I alone exist. So Saraswati Devi worships the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. She who is the Yadi likhati grihitva sharada sarva kalam tadapi tava gunanam Krishna param nayati. Even if Sharada, Saraswati Devi, describes the glories of Radha and Krishna, she will never come to an end. Koti juga paryanta yadi likhaye Ganesh, Kaviraj Goswami says, even if Ganesh starts writing for koti juga, for many, many generations, tabu prabhur ekadinar lila na paishesh, still he cannot write the pastimes of even one day of Mahaprabhu. Koti juga paryanta yadi kahe ananta, tabu prabhur ek lila, ekadinar lila na paye anta. Even if ananta shesh through his million mouths is glorifying Mahaprabhu's pastimes, or Lord Ganesha for millions of generations starts writing Mahaprabhu's pastimes, still even one pastime of Mahaprabhu cannot be completely spoken and written in description. So this is our Shachinandan Gaurhari. Imagine the beauty of Krishna, the strength of Krishna, the knowledge of Krishna, the renunciation of Krishna, the fame of Krishna, the wealth of Krishna, all of this with the grace, the beauty, the expressions, the dancing and the devotion of Srimati Radharani. Oh, it's a total explosion. It's called Visport Dharma. It's the dharma of explosion. Visport Dharma. Because in the viewpoint of dharma, there is a term called a sport dharma. So this is Visport Dharma. This is the great revelation that takes place through explosion of joy in the heart. Ullhasrati. In the heart by worshipping Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So in this section of Chaitanya Bhagavat, we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is such a great Vyakarana Karta and Pandit. In Sanskrit, the word Panda means to know. So Pandit means he who knows. Therefore, in Jagannath Puri also, those who know Jagannath are called Pandas, which becomes Pandas. That's not to be considered as the Panda bear that we know. The animal. Panda, root word, means to know. So therefore, Pandit. So here also the disciples and the students of Mahaprabhu call him Pandit, Nimai Pandit. And Mahaprabhu would go from one bathing ghat to another bathing ghat, challenging and defeating arguments and establishing his, he was doing his Vidya Vilas. He was performing his pastimes of playing with scriptures, playing with different rules and the word jugglery of different grammatical schools. But however, this is pre-initiation. Now we see a totally different change. Mahaprabhu has undergone what is called as Karna Bhed Samskar. You know, Karna Bhed Samskar. Karna means ear and Bhed means to make a hole. So in traditional culture, you have the tradition where they actually make a hole in the ear. Many of us may have also gone through. It's called as Karna Bhed Samskar. It's called as ear piercing ceremony in the childhood. What is the significance of this Karna Bhed Samskar? it actually represents something very deep and very significant. When we hear from the lips of Sri Guru, that Shabda Brahman, that sound vibration of the mantra, the Gayatri mantra or the instruction or Naam, that just pierces through the ear of our misconceptions and our material sky. Of course, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu doesn't need any Karnabhed Samskar. He is the source of all knowledge. But because he's performing Naravat Leela, he's teaching all of us. Apani na kaila dharma shikhai na jaye, eito siddhanta gita bhagavate gaye. Mahaprabhu is teaching by his personal example how our life should be. Before initiation, we can be however we want. But after initiation, after we have heard the Diksha mantras in our ear by Sri Guru, then what happens, that sound vibration should pierce through the sky of all our understandings. And that's called Karanabhed Samskar. And that Shabda Brahman goes straight through the ear into the heart and reveals, Swayameva Spuratyada, reveals the form of Shamsundar in the heart. So Mahaprabhu initially teaching us that, look, I am doing Vidya Vilas like all the conditioned souls do. They go from one bathing ghat to another, meaning from one life to another, just arguing and debating with others. But when we hear the mantra from the lips of Sri Guru, then there should be change. There should be change in our life. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is described, just like when you throw an iron rod into fire, you keep there for some time. After some time, you see the iron rod becomes like fire, red hot, and it can start burning. So a disciple may be like iron rod before, but after jumping into the fire of hearing the mantras from Sri Guru, that is called Diksha ceremony, then one should become like fire. There should be Karanabhed Samskar. There should be an impression of breaking and piercing through the material ear that we have given. We have given ear to so many things in this world. We have given our ear to the criticism of others. We have given our ear to the glorification of others. We have given our ear to all the knowledge that we have learnt in school and college and so many different pieces of information that we have learnt. It's only by hearing. Right, so by Karanabhed, by having the mantra that Sri Guru gives, pierce through the sky of our hearing, enter straight into the heart of our consciousness and manifest the form of Krishna. This is called Karanabhed Samskar. And this is what Mahaprabhu has just gone through. Post Diksha, now there's a different Mahaprabhu. Nimai Pandit has become Bhavuk Nimai now. And there is a total manifestation of, or let's say the expression of devotion of Radharani building up slowly but surely and culminating in the Gambhira. Another important point that must be understood is Yasya Deve Para Bhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Gurau Tasyaite Katita Yarta Prakashante Mahatmana. This verse is very significant from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad. Yasya Deve Para Bhakti. Those who have Para Bhakti. Here, parabhakti means raganuga bhakti, spontaneous devotion. Not, tallobha utpatti lakshanam. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Rupa Goswami describes that not fearing what the Shastra is saying. Oh, I have to serve my guru because Shastras are saying. Oh, I have to please and serve and obey my guru because sadhus are saying. I must serve my guru because others are watching. I must serve my guru because he is an advanced devotee. I must serve my guru because it is said that he is the manifestation of Krishna. This is not parabhakti. This is bhakti. But yasya deve parabhakti, those who have raganuga bhakti, spontaneous love for Krishna, and yatha deve tatha guru, and similarly spontaneous affection for Sri Guru. What happens? Tasyaite kathita. The word kathita, it's quite an interesting word. It comes from the word katha. Katha means hearing. Hari katha means the discourse. That process by which Krishna is situated in the heart is called katha. You can see so many verses. Pravishtha karna randrena swanam bhava saroruham dhunoti shamalam Krishna salilasi yathasharad. Bhagavatam describes by hearing katha, Krishna gets situated in the heart. Sa uttama shloka mahan mukhachuto bhavat padham bhoja sudha kananila. Even Prithu Maharaj has said, by hearing Hari Katha from the lips of a very advanced, realized Vaishnav, what is happening in his heart will come in the heart of the listener. Not information, but realization, anubhava. Tasmin mahan mukharita madhubish charitram piyusha shesha sarita parita sravanti. Bhagavatam, fourth canto, describes. तस्मिन् महत् मुखरित मधुभिः चरित्रम्। When you hear Madhubhit Charitram, the charitra, the pastimes of Madhubhit, Madhubhit is the name of Krishna who killed Madhu. So Agabhit means he who killed Agasur, Madhubhit means he who killed Madhu, a demon, Madhu and Kaitava. So by hearing the katha, the pastimes of Krishna, from whom? Tasmin Mahat Mukharita, from the Mukha, from the lips of a Mahat, of a very great Vaishnava. Not hearing Harikatha from anyone and everyone, but hearing Harikatha, tasmin mahat mukharita, hearing from the lips of a very advanced Vaishnava. The word mukharita means coming from the mukha, from the mouth. But it also means, mukharita means transformation. So what is happening in the heart of a pure Vaishnava, it gets transformed in the form of their description. And when you attentively hear, that sound vibration enter the ear, and mukharita again gets retransformed into that leela in the heart. So what's happening in the heart of the pure advanced Vaishnava is transformed in sound vibration, and it is heard by the listener, by the disciple, and it goes into the heart as karanabhet, and then there is mukharita. There's transformation from leela to sound for the pure Vaishnava, and from sound to that leela back again to the listener. So this is how there is transformation from one generation to another. Parampara continues. It is anubhav. It is direct. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam susukham kartum avyayam. Right? Krishna says in the Gita, bhakti is experiential. It is not intellectual. It is not intellectual, analytical putting of pieces of information that a speaker comes up with and then he amazes the audience with it and the audience thinks of it in the mind. No. What is happening in the heart of a pure Vaishnava comes through his lips, is what Bhagavatam says. Mahat Mukharita Madhubhis Charitram, and it comes as a waterfall and it enters the ear of the listener and then becomes the leela back again in the heart. And this is what Rupa Goswami also says, Atha Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahiyam Indriyai. You cannot master Harikatha. You cannot master Srimad Bhagavatam. You can't master the verses. It's like saying, let me go through Bhakti Vaibhav or Bhakti Shastri and let me master the Gita. Let me master the Bhagavatam. We can't master the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is our master. So we can only be the servant to Srimad Bhagavatam by giving oral, submissive, humble reception to that sound. And that sound, Rupa Goswami says, Sevon Mukhehi Jivhado Swayam Eva Spuratyada. That sound will manifest the form in the heart. That sound of Srimad Bhagavatam will give darshan of Krishna in the heart, for sure. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Janama Safalatar Krishna Darshana Jar Bhagya Huya Achen Ekbar. Vikasiya Ridnayone Kori Krishna Darshane Chade Jeev Chiter Vikar. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, by hearing pure sound vibration like that, if you can have darshan of Krishna in your heart once, then your life is successful. So we have to ask ourselves, if you have had darshan of Krishna in the heart even once, pure sound vibration, then life is successful. Otherwise, we are still on that path. So how does this happen? It happens by hearing from the lips of a very realized advanced Vaishnava. Bhakti pareshanu bhavo virakti anyatra chesham trika ekakala. Ekakala, it all happens at the same time. When you honor prasadam, three things happen. Tushti, pushti and kshud apaya. First, one feels joy. Like for example, today is not Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi, so I'm going to just venture and give an example. Let's say you're eating samosas. Very well made samosas. And they're very tasty. The covering is very nice. The stuffing is beautiful. And you have some chutney, little chutney to the side. And you're like tasting it, garam garam samosas. And it's being made. And they're saying, don't worry, don't worry about the count, just keep eating. So when you eat, three things will happen. Of course, even before that, all of your mouths are watering just like mine. So that's obvious, but that's not what Bhagavatam says. The first thing that will happen is as soon as you bite in to the first morsel, you'll feel some sense of satisfaction. Immediately, ekakala, Bhagavatam describes. It doesn't happen you bite into the samosa and like 10 minutes later you feel the satisfaction. No, it happens with every morsel, ekakala, at the same time. That's the first thing. The second thing that happens is you feel nourished. Your body is, you know, maybe not with samosas, but if you have roti, sabji, dal, rice, your body is going to get nourished. I'm going to take back the example. So let's say you have roti, sabji and dal, rice. So with every morsel, with of prasad, you feel satisfaction. That's first. Second, your body gets nourished. And third, no more hunger. Right? All three happen. Trika eka kala. All of this happen at the same time. Similarly, when one performs bhakti, three things must happen at the same time. First thing that happens is ulhas. One feels joy. One must feel joy. Sandrananda visheshatma. Sandranandava bodhatma kamanupamitam kala deshavadibhyam. One feels joy. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavita vis. Ananda chinmaya rasa mataya manasuya praninam pratipalam smaratamupetya. Anandamayobhyasat. That ananda, that joy is experienced in hearing, chanting, remembering. This is one. So that's the joy that we receive through prasadam. That's actually an example for the joy that we receive by performing bhakti. The second thing that happens is virakti from this world. Just like by honoring prasadam, there's detachment from the hunger. By performing bhakti, there's detachment from things which are detrimental to bhakti. Bhakti anukula matra karjera svikar, bhakti pratikula bhav varjan angikar. One has detachment. One doesn't have to fight his mind, but one can give it up very easily. And the third thing, now in line with what we are discussing, that happens is when we perform bhakti, bhakti para isha anubhava. One will have anubhava, one will have experience of Krishna in the heart. 100%. Bhakti para isha anubhava. One must have realization, darshan, direct perception of para isha, that Supreme Lord in the heart. This must happen. These three things must happen. And this is why we say, Krishna is seen through the ear. Have we heard this phrase before? Shrute kshanam. Oh, that means to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and have darshan of Krishna in the heart at the same time. This is, for a pure Vaishnav, you can see, he can have complete realization that Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna. Because when he hears material sound vibration, he has no darshan of Krishna in the heart. That disappears. But when he has spiritual sound vibration, there will be darshan of Krishna in the heart. Therefore, Bhagavatam also describes, Yetu tvadiya charanambuja kosha gandham jigranti karana vivare shruti vata neetam bhaktya grihita charana paraya cha tesham napaishi nath hridayam buruhat svapumsam. Bhagavatam describes that karana vivarai shruti vatanitam, that my Lord, the dust of your lotus feet, the fragrance of your lotus feet is carried through the breeze of sound vibration spoken by pure Vaishnavas, and we smell the fragrance of your lotus feet through our ear holes. your lotus feet is so fragrant through Harikatha, it is carried by the breeze of pure Vaishnavas, and that's where through our ear we can smell the fragrance of your lotus feet. So what does that mean? What does that mean? So raise your hand, when you say raise your right hand, how many of us can raise our right hand? Raise your right hand. Everyone who can? Okay. Those who are driving, please don't raise your hand. Keep your hand on the steering. So now you can put it down. So when we said raise your hand, so what did we do? We raised our arm. I said hand. You should have done this. But you went like this. So when I told raise your hand, right hand, you raised your whole arm. What does that mean? So if you say a point, a part, that means the whole is also included. It doesn't just mean this, it means this. So when Srimad Bhagavatam says, by hearing Krishna Katha, you can smell the fragrance of his lotus feet, what does that mean? Not just smell his lotus feet, you can see his ankle bells, you can see his lotus feet, you can even at a time, even embrace Krishna in the heart. Even that is possible. But all of that is included like the arm, but the hand that is just actually being said is you can smell the fragrance. Which actually means you can see him, you can touch him, you can hear his flute sound, you can hear his ankle bell. All of this is possible on the path of bhakti. It is described at the level of nishtha, one has darshan of Krishna in the heart. First darshan. And then ruchi. What will happen? With the form of Krishna, you will also experience his qualities. All this is described by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Harinam Chintamani and Bhajan Rahasya. That at the level of nishtha, one will have darshan of Krishna in the heart. Then at the level of ruchi, which is a level higher, one will have darshan of Krishna in the heart, but one can also hear Krishna's voice, hear Krishna's flute sound, hear Krishna's ankle bells, smell the fragrance of Krishna's form, and then asakti, one gets attached to that form of Krishna. And then one will have darshan of Krishna's associates. So when Srimad Bhagavat, when Chaitanya Charitamrita describes Krishnam smaram janam chasya, preshtanija samihitam tat tat katharatash chasaut kuryad vasam vraje sada, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that remember Krishna with his associates. So how do we do that? Just close our eyes and remember Krishna with his associates? No. It means first have darshan of Krishna in the heart with his associates, and then what you see in the heart is what you remember. That is the level of asakti. So many times people cheaply make it as, I will remember Krishna the way I want. I have heard people say that, oh, you can dress God in any form, doesn't matter. Dhoti kurta to tabhi pehnte, dhoti to tab pehnte the na, aap Prabhu Krishna aayenge to denim jeans pehnenge, haath mein flute thode rakhenge, iPhone rakhenge. I have heard people say this, that you can remember Krishna in any form. It doesn't work like this. It is not kapol kalpit, imaginative, creative ability of imagining a form of Krishna in the mind. The process is, you hear sound vibration and let the sound reveal itself in the heart. Don't imagine. This is why Srila Prabhupada said, chant and hear, what has the mind to do in it? You see the depth of this statement? Srila Prabhupada, he makes things easy. What the acharyas have given through so many big elaborate Shatsandarbha purports, Srila Jiva Goswami's purports, Shuddhecha antakarane tad yogyata bhavati, Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says, that one must hear Krishna's name very attentively. When you hear Krishna's name, without imagination, what is happening? That name will enter the heart and reveal the form. How amazing. How amazing. You don't have to imagine anything. Just chant clearly Krishna's name and hear it attentively. Hear every name that you're chanting of Krishna. Let that name enter. And what will that name do? Yannama shruti matrena puman bhavati nirmala. That name is entering and doing cheto darpana marjanam. When that name sound vibration cleans the heart, oh, then you will see swachattvam avikaratvam. Bhagavatam describes the heart becomes like a mirror, very clean. At the moment, our heart, our consciousness is like a mirror which is covered with dust and which is moving with rajogun and tamogun. So if you can see, if you try to look inside a pond whose, not waves, but the ripples on the surface are very unsteady, then you can see your own reflection. You can see your own reflection. So two things must be there. First of all, the water must be clean. And second, it must be steady. Let's say if the water is steady, but it is mixed with some, let's say, red color. So the whole pond is red. It's steady, but it's red. Can you see yourself? The answer is no. And let's say if it's not mixed with red, it's clean, but it's not steady. It's moving. Still, you can see yourself. So the consciousness must be clean of material desires. It must be swachatvam and avikaratvam, and it should not move with rajogun and tamogun. Please remember, every time you do something passionate or you do something under the mode of ignorance, when we are pulled by the strings of rajogun and tamogun, our consciousness is oscillating. And this is why at one moment we are very happy and one moment we are very sad. In Sanskrit, the word kha, kham, means inner consciousness. So when you do something in this world that you like, then the consciousness expands, and that is called su. So what's happening to the consciousness? Sukha. It's expanded. And that's why joy in this world is called sukham. And when you do something in this world that gives you pain, your consciousness contracts. And that's called du. Not desirable. And becomes dukkham. So we don't want sukham or dukkham because the consciousness is expanding and contracting. We want avikaratvam. We want a state where it is steady. Samashatrucha mitrecha yatha mana apamanayo. Is everyone understanding? Sorry, I'm being very philosophical. No stories today. Siddhanta balya chitte nakara alas iha hoite krishna lage sudrida manas. Chaitanya Charitamrita describes we should not run away from philosophy, thinking that, oh, I am Rasik Vaishnav, I don't need all this philosophy. We should not have this misconception. I am Bhavuk, I only worship Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. No. You can't make a Ras Mahal of Radha and Krishna's pastimes unless there is a deep foundation of Siddhanta. Siddhanta, Tattva, that is the, those are the pillars. And then if the foundation is not right, you can make a skyscraper, it's all going to fall down. But this foundation of Tattva Siddhanta is very important. So by hearing sound vibration, by hearing the holy name, by hearing mantras, by hearing the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, that sound vibration does these two things. It goes inside, cleans all material desires, so water becomes clean, and the effect of sattvagun, rajogun, tamogun will leave. So it will become swachchatvam and avikaratvam. It will not have contamination and it will not oscillate. So consciousness will be steady. And at that time, what will happen at the level of nishtha? You will have the form of Krishna. Bhagavat bimba grahanam. The form of Bhagavat rupa. The form of Krishna gets reflected on the consciousness of the living entity. And that's at the level of nishtha, one has darshan. Then at ruchi, one will have not just darshan of Krishna, but even qualities of Krishna. Then at asakti, you will be attached to that form and the qualities of Shyamasundar with all his associates in a specific rasa. And then at bhav, one will have transcendental spiritual emotions of the soul for that leela of Radha and Krishna, or Krishna Balaram and Subal and Sridham and Vasudham and Kinkini, or Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Bal Gopal. And then at prem, that is the explosion of love for that form and no more material forms. With that bhav, we enter the spiritual realm of pastimes. So what is happening at this point? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has heard. He has heard from his Gurudev. So all other students are still on the level of grammatical platform, but Mahaprabhu is showing, if you hear to that sound vibration, then Karana Bhed Samskar, it'll cut through all the sky of your material understanding, and it will cause the explosion of Krishna Bhakti and Krishna Naam and Krishna Roop and Krishna Gun and Krishna Leela and Krishna Parikar and Krishna Dham, the name, form, qualities, pastimes, associates, seva of Krishna. Then what will happen? Because that's what you see inside, that's what you will see outside. Everyone you meet, you will see them connected to Krishna. Every circumstance you will see only connected to Krishna. And this is what is happening to Mahaprabhu. They're asking scientific, linguistic questions, and Mahaprabhu is saying Krishna. For everything he is saying Krishna, because that's the visport, the revolutionary explosion that has taken place in his heart. In Panini's school of grammar, who's the Panini is the grandfather, you can say, the godfather, the founder, fountainhead of Sanskrit grammar. They call it the Maheshwara Sutrani. They call all the sounds to have emanated from Lord Shiva, Maheshwara. And Patanjali later wrote a commentary to Panini's Ashtadhyayi. So all these great grammatical teachers, they say all the sound vibration came from the Damru, Dindima, Damru of Lord Shiva. But Srila Jiva Goswami, in his Sri Harinamamrita Vyakaranam, he says, Narayanat udbhutoyam varna kramaha, tatradau chaturdasha sarveshwaraha, Dashadashavatara, Tesham Dvaudvave Katmakau, Purvo Vamanaha, Parastrivikramaha, Avarjita Sarveshvara Ishvaraha. Srila Jiva Goswami describes that all the sound has come from Narayana. They've all come from Narayana. So, this is the statement that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying here, that Siddha Varna, where is it all coming from? Siddha Varna Samanya Amnaya, the sound, all these Varnas are coming from Narayanat Udbhutoyam. This is why he's saying Narayana, Narayana. That everything is coming from Narayana. Now you may say, well, Mahaprabhu is Radharani. Why will he say Narayana? He should say Krishna, right? Oh, this name Narayana is not as easy as we think it is. There are many meanings to this name Narayana. It's a very deep name. One meaning of the word Narayana, Nara means human. And Nara means human populace, plural usage. And ayana means to take shelter. So he who is the ultimate source at whose lotus feet we should take shelter is Narayana. Pretty general a statement, right? Ram is also Narayan. Vishnu is also Narayan. Nrisimha is also Narayan. Krishna also Narayan. Gets little more specific now. The second meaning of the word Narayana. When Lord Narayana creates, he sweats. Transcendental perspiration. And that's the ocean that he's laying on. So ayana means to also sleep and rest. And nara means that transcendental sweat. So he who sleeps on the ocean of the sweat that he creates on his own, It's called Narayana. Now it gets very specific because this is Narayana who is creating and not Ramachandra or Krishna. But iha bahi aage kahu ar, there could be something even deeper than this. And the answer is yes. It is described that Garbha Udakashayi Vishnu and Kshira Udakashayi Vishnu are called Nara. But Karana Udakashayi Vishnu, who is the source, is called Nara. But all these three come from whom? They take shelter of whom? Krishna, Ayana, is called Narayana. He who is the source of all the three Vishnus is called Narayana. Now you may say, well, that is also pretty general because Krishna was there in Dwarka and Mathura also. So how do we know this name Narayana refers to our Krishna in Vrindavan? So Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has described that Nara means human and Nara means human population. That is Brajbasis, Vrindavan. They're all human beings, human-like. And Ayana means to take shelter. So that Krishna who came to Vrindavan and took shelter of the Brajbasis is Narayana. He is Narayana. So when Jiva Goswami says all the syllables have come from Narayana, Narayanat Udbhutoyam Varnakramaha, he means everything has come from the flute sound of Shamasundar, who's performing human-like pastimes in Braja, taking shelter of the Narasamuha, human-like Brajbasis in Vrindavan. So beautiful. So beautiful. So this is the mood in which Mahaprabhu, for all the questions he's answering, Narayana, 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 Narayana. You see, even in logic, there are many stages. Like when something is spoken, it could be spoken at different levels. There are different levels in which you can understand something. Like for example, when something is spoken, you can speak it in Lakshana Vritti. Lakshana Vritti means it's an implied meaning. Like for example, if I say, there was a village in the Ganga, what does this mean? If I say there's a village in the Ganga, does it mean there's a village in the waters of the Ganga? No. It means it's on the banks of Ganga. This is called Lakshana Vritti. It's not typically what it actually sounds. There's an inference. Ganga ke tat pe hai. So we can also say, yeah, Ganga mein ek gaav hai, malum hai? Hamare Ganga ke yahan gaav hai. It doesn't mean Ganga ke pani ke andar gaav hai. It doesn't mean there's a village in the waters of the Ganga. It just means there's a village on the banks of the Ganga. So that's an implied meaning, Lakshana Vritti. Another example I would say, let's say we say, the horses were flying in the sky. What does that mean? It doesn't mean the horse were actually flying in the sky. It means the horse was galloping so fast that it seemed that as if it was flying in the sky. Right? So this is called Lakshana Vritti. Or you can understand something through Vyanjan Vritti. Vyanjan Vritti means it's very metaphorical. The meaning is something else. It's very hidden. Like for example, He Sagara Vipala Jalamte Trishitaha Api Naiva Bhajante. O ocean, you have so much water, but it is useless because it cannot satisfy a thirsty person because your water is very salty. Now you please tell me, is the ocean listening to this? No. Why will the poet speak to an ocean? He's actually not speaking to an ocean. He's speaking to the human beings, but hinting to an ocean. This is called Vyanjan Vritti. Not direct meaning, but there's an indirect meaning, which means those who are ocean-like, very rich, they have as much wealth, as much water the ocean has. But however, they have the salt of miserly behavior. They don't give out in charity. So then it's a call out to all those rich, stingy people, miserly people. Oh, ocean-like people, you have so much water in the form of wealth, but what's the use? Those who really need it, the thirsty ones, the poverty-stricken ones, they don't like it, they don't want it, because your water is very salty, because you're very miserly, you don't want to give it. So those who are thirsty for water, in the form of poverty-stricken for your wealth, they can't enjoy it. You see? So it's not direct, but there's a hidden indirect meaning. This is called Vyanjan Vritti. So in language, you can have different styles. You can speak in Lakshan Vritti, which doesn't mean direct inference, but there's like little stretch. Or you can speak through Vyanjan Vritti. There's a long stretch. There's an indirect hidden meaning. Or you can speak through Abhidha Vritti. Abhidha Vritti means dictionary meaning. Right? Dictionary meaning. Like I say something and I mean it. Like if I say the milk was too hot, it literally means the milk was too hot. Right? That's the dictionary meaning. That also has three types. You can either have Agyavritti, which means you don't understand what a pot is. Or you don't know what hot is. Or you don't know because you've never held it, so you don't know how it is. So it's called Agyavritti. So even if you give the dictionary meaning, the pot is very hot, the person doesn't know what a pot is. So he doesn't understand. Or you have what is called a Sadharani Vritti, which means the person understands what a pot is and he understands what hot is and he knows pot is hot. Or you can understand in something that is supernatural, that is called Vidvadrudi Vritti, which is beyond general understanding. That means something like, oh, maybe the pot has the milk which was heated more than needed. You understand? So in general, when languages are spoken, you can have all these different understandings. You can either speak the dictionary meaning, which may not be understood by most, or could be understood, or those who are really enlightened ones, they have a different meaning altogether. Understand? So like, for example, another example would be just the word kirtanam. Just the word kirtanam, right? So if you go by Abhidha Vritti, by the dictionary meaning, it means glorification. So the agya, those who are not very intelligent, they will mean it as glorification of any human being. Right? Any glorification for that matter. And Sadharani Vritti, those who are little more in Sattva Gun, they will understand, oh, this means the glorification of a superpower. It could be demigods. But those who are Vidvadrudi Vritti, those who are scholarly, they will understand, oh, this is actually the glorification of the person who is worthy of glorification, that is Krishna, Ramachandra. So just that one word can open up different meanings depending on the consciousness of the person. So why am I giving all this theoretical understanding? It is to come to this point that all the rules of Sanskrit grammar that the boys were discussing, they were either discussing in Agya Vritti or Sadharani Vritti. Either they were not understanding the rules or they were understanding and discussing the rules, but Mahaprabhu was discussing the Vidvadrudi Vritti, the higher understanding. For every syllable and every grammatical rule, he was not explaining it as it is. He was not underperforming and not answering, but he was overperforming and giving them the essence of the essence of the essence, that all these syllables have come from Narayana. So the answer to all your questions is Krishna. Understand? So this whole presentation of Mahaprabhu having discussion with his disciples and giving the answer as Krishna, it's not because he was not understanding what they were asking. He was answering it from a different level of reality altogether. Like, for example, when you ask what are numbers, you ask a child. The child will say numbers means 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So this is considered to be Agya Vritti, which means not very intelligent. Then if you ask somebody who has studied little mathematics, what are numbers? He will say, oh, numbers means you will have natural numbers from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You have whole numbers, including the zero. And then, of course, you also have negative numbers on the other side. That's Sadharani Vritti. That's proper understanding. But if you ask a scholar in mathematics, his consciousness has opened completely to mathematics. He will say, numbers, interesting. It'll take 3 months to explain. Because we have to discuss real numbers. You have to discuss complex numbers. We have to discuss imaginary I number. You have to discuss what if the square root of 25 is not just 5 or plus 5, minus 5. You have to discuss all that. So it's going to take, that's Vidvadrudi Vritti. That's the higher understanding. So all the students in class, they were discussing Agya Vritti or Sadharani Vritti and from Lakshan Vritti and Vyanjan Vritti. But Mahaprabhu was giving answers from Vidvadrudi Vritti. From the realm which is beyond understanding. And that is when consciousness opens up through Karanabhed Samskar, through the words of Sri Guru. So Guru must be very advanced. He must be realized. And he must be speaking Harikatha out of affection for Krishna. And disciple, Bruhi Snigdasya Shishyasya. The disciple must be very, very surrendered to the spiritual master. Pranipat, Pariprashna, and Seva. upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. Not those who have heard, but those who have seen the truth. See, it's coming back to the same point. Sada me manasyavir astam kim anyai. When will that form appear in my heart? Damudrashtikam. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti. Pure Vaishnavas see the form of Krishna in the heart. So if the guru is seeing the form of Krishna in the heart and speaking selflessly out of affection for the disciple and love for Krishna, and the disciple has surrendered, no tamogun and no rajogun, and just surrendered and listening to the spiritual master with so much surrender and service attitude, then what will happen? Karnabhet samskar. What's coming from the lips of Sri Guru and what is happening in the heart of the disciple will be the same. And then that's how the form of Tumara Ridaye Sada Govinda Vishram, what does that mean? It means the same thing, that Guru in his heart Krishna has manifested. And Krishna se tomar Krishna dite paro tumar shakoti ache. What does that mean? You have Krishna in your heart and you have the power to give that Krishna to me. Tumar shakoti ache. I don't have Krishna, I'm running behind you. See, all these songs are coming to the same point. That Guru has darshan and he can has the power to give that Krishna from his heart into the heart of the disciple. This is what has happened. Mahaprabhu, of course, he is performing Naravat Leela, but as a disciple, he has accepted this dan of Krishna's form in the heart from his Gurudev. And now what is in the heart will come through the lips. And what is that? Krishna. In the name of Narayana, we explain the Madhuryamaya interpretation of the word Narayana. So in this way, for any verbal root and any grammatical question, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had only one answer. What is there in the heart comes on the tongue. Through Vidvad Rudi Vritti, he is discussing Krishna, the name of Krishna and the pastimes of Krishna. So this was the section given to me. So I just thought of sharing a few points and a few thoughts on that. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I won't be able to take questions. I just had 1 hour harikatha before this. So my throat is little parched and little tired. So I would beg forgiveness from the Vaishnav community.
Thank you so much, Amrinder Prabhu, for such a beautiful class. And I understand that you won't be able to take questions. But thank you again for accepting our invitation and coming in the last minute. Very, very grateful to you for giving such a lovely class. If it is Sundari Mataji, you want to say a few words and we can end the call.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I'm so indebted to you that you took up this last minute service. And I'm glad that whatever happened, happened for good, because other speaker would have not been able to do justice to this verses. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for coming on the call. Thank you for this wonderful session, making it so clear with so many wonderful examples that you gave, that such a high subject matter was very well known, understandable for a person like me. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Really.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Just wanted to mention, today was actually Kirtidasundari Mataji's service turn, but she's like a mother to me. She is not keeping well, and she asked me if the son can fill in. So I was very happy to serve her. I hope that she is feeling better, and we all can chant one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra so that she recovers from her bad health. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And thank you, Preeti Vilasini Mataji and Vinita Gandharvika Mataji also. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, dear devotees. We will be ending the call here. Hare Krishna.